Forgot about him. Well, today we're going to meet Snow Cone Lance. Now, Snow Cone Lance is a guy that I saw just sitting on a park bench out in front of the Alamo, as a matter of fact. I think I talked to him on the same bench that Alamo Art was occupying a few years ago. So I started talking to Snow Cone Lance, and you're going to find out why he has the nickname Snow Cone Lance.
How you doing, sir? With the Dallas radio station, wondering if we could talk to you about sports real quick.
Yeah.
Are you a big sports fan?
The Cowboys, I am. Yeah.
What's your name?
Lance Cross.
Lance?
Uh-huh.
What are you doing here today?
I do snow cones.
What's that?
See the snow cone carts here?
Mm-hmm.
I sell snow cones.
How many years you been doing that?
12. I retired from DuPont about 12 years ago. And it's like a part-time job.
Like a what?
Like a part-time job.
A part-time job?
Part-time. You know, there's temporary, part-time, full-time job.
How old are you, Lance?
68.
68 years young.
You are kidding. You gotta be kidding.
Have you noticed that different races of people like different flavors of snow cones?
Well, the Spanish go more for what they call chamoy. It's like it's got pickle juice in it, like that, and they go for that. The white people, they go mostly for strawberry. Some of the Spanish go for cherry. And the kids go for bubble gum. I mean, you know, all the kids go for bubble gum because it's bubble gum.
What about the dirty whites?
It's a mixture of everything. It's from grape to strawberry to cherry to coconut. Bubble gum. Blue raspberry. It's a mixture.
So you'd say whites are more adventurous in their flavor choices?
Yeah.
What are the Chinese like?
They don't care much for it.
Chinese won't eat snow cones?
They, very few of them buy snow cones.
What are Russians like?
I don't know that I've even sold to a Russian. I wouldn't know if I had.
Do Christians like something different than, say, Jews or Muslims?
No, not really. Not really.
What are Muslims like?
Mostly strawberry. And they're very precautious, you know. They'll buy one snow cone and won't buy straws.
The Muslims won't buy straws from you?
No, they'll buy one snow cone but won't buy straws. Because five of their kids are going to drink out of that one snow cone.
The Muslims not use condoms or something? I don't know.
But
when was the last time you used a condom?
For me? Probably over a year ago.
Yeah. Who was that with?
This girl I know.
What are you doing?
Where'd you know her from, church?
No. I knew her from Dallas. I just met her.
Is she like crazy stuff?
Not really. Normal sex.
What's the craziest thing you've tried with a woman?
I don't really know.
Yeah, you do. I know you do, Lance. Come on.
Not really. Because I'm a very private person.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. And I don't have eight, so I'm okay.
What would be your advice, Lance, to young kids who may be listening to this, who are looking for a little life advice from a man who's pretty seasoned?
Well, I would say their parents need to correct them today. They don't correct them anymore.
But I'm asking you to speak directly to the children yourself.
Well, obey the parents. Obey the parents.
If you disobeyed your dad, would he punch you in the mouth?
He wouldn't punch me in the mouth.
Punch in the gut?
He never had a late brother, man. His voice, he knew when he was talking, he knew what he said. He wouldn't mess around.
If you disobeyed him, would he kick you in the balls or anything?
No, he would never strike you. He used his voice.
So would he ever throw an anvil on you?
No.
Strangle you with a fireplace poker?
No. I said he would never strike you. He was that type of person. He corrected you through his lips, his mouth.
Oops, I hear my ride is here. I got to get going, Lance.
Okay.
I sure do appreciate your time. It's fun talking.
Okay. I like Dallas. Dallas is a good city.
Oh, isn't that nice? He likes Dallas.
Wow. It's a strange voice.
Yeah, his voice is somewhat of a product of him having no teeth.
Okay.
He was dentally disadvantaged, but...
But seemed in good spirits.
Oh, yeah, he's great spirits.
Well, at least you didn't make him talk about it like you normally do.
What do you mean?
So, what's up with your teeth?
What the hell happened to your teeth, man?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say anything like that. It's not polite to point out things like that.
Okay. He seemed very nice and a little giggly.
Yeah. And he's a very private person.
Yeah.
He won't tell you a lot of personal stuff, except when's the last time he used a condom? Why would he answer any of that if he was private?
A year ago.
You can also ask the question, why would you ask him? But
well, to get him on record.
I didn't know that.
When you first heard his voice, weren't you curious when the last time he used a condom was?
No. And he volunteered the fact that he didn't have AIDS rather freely.
Yeah.
Just kind of out of nowhere.
But, I mean, think about it. Lance is 68. He wants to use a condom. He doesn't want kids at this age.
No. True.
I mean.
True.
Especially some girl that he just met in Dallas and just used a condom real quick with her.
And I enjoyed his breakdown of the different races and how they consume snow cones.
I think my favorite line of that whole interview is, what are Muslims like? A strawberry.
Yeah.
like he just knew. I mean, that was just, come on.
All right. Yeah. Snow Cone Lance. Now we've met him here on Sports Radio 1310.